Sorry about the technical difficulties. We're joined once again by Laura Helwig. A special night for her as the Crystal City Hornets honoring her. This is the last season for Coach Helwig as the coach of Crystal City, as a coach of anyone. She is officially retiring, and so a lot of players, former players, coming out in droves to congratulate her and say hello to her once again. And, Coach, you know, we were talking before we kind of had some of these technical difficulties going on about the impact that you clearly had on these girls, and talking to Aaron Bova and Taylor Massa and Shanna Meyer and all them girls. But I think we'll just go ahead and start talking about the matchup here and then get to that. But 25-9, 25-11, two sets to none victory over Valley Park here tonight. What did you feel like was clicking with your girls?
You know, it was a little slow to start with, but I felt like we came out. We passed very well. We just worked on some things that we needed to work on that we've kind of been struggling with. Again, you know, Frida and Annie are my two middles, and they're working on staying at the net and attacking every ball. And I thought they did a really nice job. Annie in particular, she needs to move her feet just a little bit more, but she's getting there. And then Frida's just fun to watch because she's just aggressive and, you know, she understands the game very well. It's just been fun having these girls.
Coach, I noticed you were giving her instruction before serving, and I don't know how many players keep a smile on their face when their coach is saying things at them. You kind of never know what the smile is, but that was a really cool moment a couple of times to see that.
Yeah, she's kind of struggles with her serve. We played Fredericktown. It was game point, and she served a ball out of bounds, and that bothered her for a couple of days, you know. And she had a smile on her face, and I was kind of like, what's going on? And she goes, well, I'm smiling because on the inside I'm dying that I missed that serve. And so, you know, she was serving the other day in practice, and she missed a lot of serves. And I'm like, you just got to work getting them in. They don't have to be so hard all the time. So, but she's funny. She loves to play, and it's been fun having her.
And she is our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game. Why her is your choice tonight?
You know what? She's our go-to girl. I mean, it doesn't matter whether she's on the front row or the back row. Most of the time we know that she's going to get to the ball, and she's going to take a good swing on it, and she leads our team in kills.
It's a lot of good reasons to give her a player of the game, right?
And it works for me. And, you know, she's a nice, tall kid, and it's been fun.
Yeah, her and Annie Waits obviously were a great presence for you tonight. Coach, you know, we came out here tonight because we knew well in advance Ken Jones, the AD here at Crystal City, knew that he wanted to give you this sort of night tonight where you have former players come out and congratulate you on such a long and great career here as the head coach of Crystal City. And a lot of people were in on this. You were completely surprised. I think that's what made this so fantastic.
It was.
And now you got this alumni game going on, and you're watching some of your former players take on your current players. This has got to be really cool for you.
It is, you know, and they come in and they bring their kids with them. And we're actually supposed to host an alumni game at the end of the season. It's planned for November 2nd. We'll kind of see what happens. I've already had a couple say they can't make that night, so we may have to push it to a later date. But I mean, you see they come in and they love to play, and it's just fun. So, and I mean, there's stories. Every group has a story about something that happened in the season, and you know, whether it's me getting really mad at one of them, and you know, or just going on a trip somewhere and doing something silly, and it's just been a lot of fun.
What's happening right now as we're talking?
My alumni couldn't stand it, so half of them don't have shoes on, and they're out here playing the high school girls, and they're having a ball. And you know what? My high school girls are playing really hard. This is good competition for them, but it's funny. I mean, they came in, some of them were dressed up, and they changed their shirts, and they're playing. It's awesome.
Coach, I've kept you from the delicious-looking cake that someone baked for you, and don't know who it was, but I've kept you from that long enough. I believe we got cut off when we were talking about your husband's impact on you and this program and that sort of thing. But the Crystal City impact on you, your husband's impact, just sum it all up for us tonight.
Well, you know, Gary and I met playing volleyball, and so he's always been a big part, whether it's behind the scenes or, like, now this year, he, again, is my assistant. He's been my assistant in the past. And it's nice to have him, because it's nice to have another set of eyes and ears on the court. And you know what? The girls, if you talk to any of these girls, they love having, and he's not Coach Helwig, he's Gary. He made that clear when he comes in. He goes, I'm Gary, I'm not Coach Helwig. She's Coach Helwig. And yeah. So, I mean, the girls, as you can see, I mean, the alumni are talking to him, and he's been a good sidekick to have.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Coach, go eat cake.
Thank you.
Laura Helwig, head coach of Crystal City Volleyball, 25-9, 25-11. They get the win on the night that Coach Helwig is honored. Former players showing up and showing their support and their love for Coach Helwig, who is retiring at the end of this season. My great appreciation to her. And, of course, we're so happy that we were here for all of this. And it's been a great night. Crystal City gets the win. They're 7-7 now on the year. It's on to St. Pius next week.